USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three Democratic-led House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump have started releasing some of the transcripts of the private depositions. Republican Congressman from North Carolina, Mark Meadows, on the release of some of the transcripts.
You and I both know how this game will work out. They will release the transcripts that are most beneficial to them, make the news cycle happen, and then the damning transcripts that are available, they will wait a period of time to release them.
The Trump administration is announcing new sanctions on Iran, as well as a multi-million dollar reward for information on the whereabouts of a former FBI agent missing for 12 years. The announcements coincide with the 40th anniversary of the start of the Iran hostage crisis. Tensions between the United States and Iran remain at an all-time high. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Airbnb is reacting in the wake of a deadly shooting at an Airbnb rental in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
An Airbnb is putting a stop to party houses after a shooting that left five people dead at an Airbnb rental in Northern California. More than 100 people attended the party in Orinda, about 20 miles east of San Francisco. The fifth victim died on Friday. The person renting the house told the owner she was holding a reunion for about a dozen people. Police are still searching for the shooter. Airbnb says it's immediately banning party houses and redoubling efforts to combat unauthorized parties.
McDonald's is parting ways with CEO Steve Easterbrook. The move comes as Easterbrook admitted to having an affair with an unnamed employee. In an email to staff, he says he made a mistake and that he violated company policy. McDonald's stock is down 5% on the news. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Officials say a new trade deal with China is starting to take shape. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a story.
China is now working with the U.S. to finalize a trade deal. During an impromptu meeting with reporters, the president was asked where such an agreement might be signed.
First, I want to get the deal. I mean, the meeting place to me is going to be pretty easy, but first we'll see if we get the deal. And if we get the deal, the meeting place will come very easily. It'll be someplace in the U.S.
Congress Secretary Ross said that good progress is being made on a trade deal with China and says phase one is possible within the month.
Concussions in the NFL preseason games have increased in 2019 by 44% compared to last season, a significant data point as owners are considering proposals to shorten or eliminate the preseason in the next collective bargaining agreement. The majority were caused by helmet-to-helmet hits, but according to NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Rice, we've come a long way.
They have came out with a new helmet to also protect players. And you notice that whenever a player get hit or something like that, they take his helmet and they take him into the tent. So I think it's much better now, because back in the day, we didn't have all of that. We just went out there and we played. If you had a hit or something like that, they'll ask you, do you remember that play, what you had for breakfast? And if you answered all those questions, you were right back on the football field.
Rice was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.